This is the second week in Advent. You are listening to the midweek service. The scriptures reading for today are from the Old Testament, Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 10. And the Holy Gospel is from St. John, chapter 6, verses 25 to 35. Pastor Magruder will now read those two scripture passages and then deliver his sermon entitled, Now He Gently Leads Us.
The prophet Isaiah, the 11th chapter, beginning with the first verse. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, What must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So they said to him then, What sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus then said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once he came in blessing, all our sins redressing. That was the good news we considered last week in the first verse of our Advent hymn of meditation this season. The most holy Son of God came in likeness lowly, that we who were created in the image and likeness of God would be restored in that gift, restored as this most holy God bore the cross for us, giving us hope and freedom, freedom from bondage to sin and death, to live a new life. Today, then, the story continues. Now he gently leads us. Now he who died and rose from the dead to save us does not leave us on our own, but gently leads us. There are many kinds of leaders in this world, some good, some not so good, some effective, some weak and useless. Israel had the whole range of leaders, judges who performed mighty and heroic deeds, and faithful kings, but also kings who led the people astray into idolatry and wickedness, kings who relied on military might and political alliances instead of the might of God, who is the greatest over all of that. And that ultimately led to Israel's downfall. The kingdom that during David and Solomon's reign was so great and glorious is chopped down and reduced to a stump, the stump of Jesse, Isaiah called it. But as we heard from Isaiah, though that stump looked dead and lifeless, it wasn't. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. Another son of David would be born and grow, who, Isaiah said, would be faithful, filled with the Spirit of God, rule righteously and bring peace. Isaiah's words sound like paradise restored, paradise before sin, which is exactly what this son of David would do. And he would do it, Isaiah says, as a little child. At Christmas, we sing that hymn, "What Child Is This?" It's a good question. Who is Isaiah's little child who will lead us to paradise again? Isaiah tells us more, that he's not only a shoot, a branch from the stump of Jesse, but also the root of Jesse, both root and branch. Well, how can that be? It's a prophecy that this child would be both God and man, the author and source of life, born into this life, and he will stand as a signal for the peoples even after his death. And his resting place shall be glorious. For that place, the grave where his body lay, is gloriously empty. And with that, with his death and resurrection, paradise is restored and open again. And what kind of leader is this Jesus who now gently leads us? He doesn't lead us like a taskmaster, but as a good shepherd, walking with us, going before us. He went before us into death, that rising from the dead, we too may pass through death to life. And that's what happens in baptism, as we're joined to Jesus in his death and resurrection. We die and rise with him. And now, with this new life, he gently leads us through the wilderness of this world, the wilderness of our own making, and back to him in paradise. The good news we heard tonight is that the one who gently leads us is also feeding us in this wilderness. With himself he feeds us, we sing, precious food from heaven, manna that will nourish souls that they may flourish. Manna in Hebrew means, what is it? To which Moses replied to the people, it's the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. What's this bread that the Lord has given us to eat? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He is the bread of God who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Our small catechism expanded that answer a bit. When the question is asked, what is it? We say, it is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, under the bread and wine, given us Christians to eat and drink. Well, what's the benefit of this eating and drinking? That our souls may flourish with forgiveness, life, and salvation. That our souls may flourish, and we Christians would be strong and bold in confidence and faith. But for this, he doesn't just yell at us to do better. No, remember, he gently leads us. So when you find yourself weak or fearful or timid, the answer is not to rely on yourself to get over these things, but to eat your manna, to feast at the table of the Lord. What we need is not within ourselves. It comes to us, advents to us. Now he gently leads us. With himself he feeds us. Precious food from heaven, pledge of peace here given. Manna that will nourish souls that they may flourish. And that is what this season of Advent is all about. When I say this season of Advent, I don't simply mean this season of the church year, but this season in which we are now living our lives. For we are living in the time, the season, of Jesus adventing to us in his word and sacraments. The time of his advent in the flesh is past, and the time of his advent in glory is still to come. But now, right now, he gently leads us. And now, right now, with himself, he feeds us, so that we can await his final and glorious advent in peace and joy. We know that the child born in Bethlehem is Isaiah's little child leading us and feeding us until he comes to take us to paradise. And until that day we sing, "Come then, O Lord Jesus, from our sins release us. Keep our hearts believing that we, grace receiving, ever may confess you, till in heaven we bless you. Amen." And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let the family of Christ confess our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.